This coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Achrimos, which of course begins Achrimos Shnei Bnei Aharon, after the deaths of Aaron's two sons. Now, why do we highlight the time frame as a prelude to the bulk of the beginning of the Parsha, which talks about Avodas Yom HaKippurim? So the late, great Rav Simcha Wasserman, Zecher Tzedek Livracha, explained that when tragedy happens, it's a call to the survivors to conduct a personal Yom Kippur in order to seek atonement. When there is a tragedy, we have a responsibility to look at ourselves, not to publicly start blaming everybody else, but for us to turn around and seek a certain perspectives for ourselves. We're told, as part of the Avoda, that there are different things that had to be done. V'nasana haron al shnei asirin goralos, that there, Aaron should put two lotteries on each of the goats. There were two goats that were supposed to look exactly the same. Goral achad la Hashem. There should be one lottery for Hashem. Goral achad la Azazel. The other should be for Azazel. Why is the lottery for Azazel so important? So Rabbi Yechiel Yitzchak Per, Shalita, the Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva Farakli, should have Refuah Shleima, explained that everyone has a choice in life. Everyone has a choice to do good or to do bad. And the Torah hints to this idea when it notes that in the letter Aleph there is a Yud on top and a Yud on the bottom, highlighting that a Yid can choose to raise himself up to Olam Haba or down to Gehenim. The lack of a missing lower yud ruins the aleph, because sadly the motivation of fear also works. And so sometimes knowing that there is a goral azazel, that you can go to azazel, is also something that can go ahead and work and inspire us to be better people. We're also told hashocheni tam besoch tumosam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who lives with us, even within our tumah. Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky noted that this pasuk highlights the fact that we don't have permission to assume that someone has strayed too far to do tshuva. He added in the name of Rav Nachman of Breslov that when Rav Nachman experienced depression, his only solace was knowing that Hashem was with him, even within his depression. And Rabbi Twersky encouraged us to utilize our relationship with Hashem fully, not just for the good parts, and not just on the up highs. We have to understand and hold on to Hashem in the negative, in the downsides, and tough times as well. We're told in Asa'as, Seir Alav is called Avon Osama El Eretz Gezerah, when you send out the Seir La'azazel, you're supposed to let it carry all the Averis to a wasteland. Now, why is it that the Seir La'azazel atones for so much more, and yet it plays such a small role in the details of the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim? It's such a small detail, and yet the Avonos of all of Am Yisrael are put on top of it. So Rabbi Belsky explained that before there can be an atonement for a sin, there needs to be a place for inspiration and recognition that one can recharge the spiritual batteries and come to recognize the value of doing tshuva in order to be close to Hashem. And so hence, the areas that close one off from the complete tshuva play a much larger role in the atonement process. Because first, if you fix and you create a place to repair, that sets an opportunity not just to fill in the void by sin, it sets a stage for improvement in the relationship with Hashem. In other words, you have to understand, if you just fill in the dirt, you're going to sin again, you wind up back in the hole. You need to create a structure whereby the hole doesn't come back anymore, and then we'll be able to go ahead and achieve something greater. After we finish this section of the Torah, where the Torah gives us a little bit of an introduction to some issues concerning the loss of blood, and different issues of Avodah Zarah and Molech, and then we're told about the Parsha of Arayos. K'maasei Eretz Kanan, Asher Yishavtem Balos Asu. We're told not to do the things that the ways of the Egyptians. Now the Klei Yakar assumes that it was the way of the Jews in Mitzrayim that who didn't want to leave and gave up on the hope of moving to Eretz Kanan, and the people who said that they wouldn't settle there. That's the way things should. We should be careful and not live. We shouldn't give up on our hopes of Aliyah. We shouldn't give up on the hope that there will be a Geula. Rav Chaim Sabato learned that one cannot survive on a Yadus that does not see Golos as strange, that we hope ends in a proper time. Golos is not an ideal. The Chai Bahem, we need to grow from Torah experiences. And that's what the Torah does continue with, two psukim later, you should follow my decrees and my laws, right, which a person should do, v'chai b'hem, and he should live by them, ani Hashem. Rav Volbi explained that the Torah is referring not just to physical living, but rather to spiritual living. The performance of mitzvos enables us to live more spiritually elevated lives than the nations of the world. For instance, the rotzeach, the one who murders, is also told to run to the ir miklat v'chai. He will live, and we must create a way for him to live. Which the Gemara explains involves his Rebbe going with him, because Revolbi explains that just as a physical life cannot tolerate interruption, a heart that stops beating even for a matter of minutes can no longer be resuscitated, so too a Torah life does not tolerate interruption. We're told, Ushmartem es mishmarti, levilti asos mechukos atoevos. And we're told, Ushmartem es mishmarti, the Gemara in Yevamos uses this pasuk to teach us, Asu mishmeres lemishmarti, that we have a responsibility to add protective fences around the Torah. And this is one of the three things that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah insisted upon. When the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, we're told, at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, which we also begin to study this week, we're told that they said, Havu mesunim badin, hamidu tamidem harbei. And then also, Asiu siag la Torah, that you should make fences around the Torah. Rav Shechter Shalita used to quote the Baal HaTanya, who noted that the idea of gezeros coming when we do not have an independent Jewish government. When we're under another authority, it's more likely that we'll become more enslaved to the Satan. So having gezeros through Rabbanan are more important then. And so Rav Shechter added that when one is enslaved to his own challenges, he or she is responsible to introduce personal harchakos, personal protective fences, in order to protect himself or herself. When you have your own challenges and things, don't be enslaved to them. Asum shmeres, you have a responsibility to go ahead and be careful in that regard. Finally, in the Haftorah, which comes from Amos, we're told, Bayomahu akimes sukas David hanofelas. On that day, I'll raise the sukkah of David HaMelech that has fallen. Now, why is the Beis HaMikdash referred to as David's Sukkah and not that of Shlomo? Shlomo HaMelech was the one who built the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yisrael Reisman answered that while Shlomo built the physical structure, the spirit of the place is David HaMelech's. He had the desire for it, and it's his spirit that will return. And perhaps that's why it's referred to as a Sukkah as opposed to a Bayis. Sukkos can be built, can be put up, they can be taken down, they can be rebuilt again. But, you know, a home, when it's destroyed, it requires much more in order for it to get to be done. Harachamanu yakim lanu esukas David hanofelas. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us that ability, and may we be zeicha in the process to be there to watch the Kohen perform the avodas Yom Kippurim, and to be among those who will be there when we see the Shechina return to Tzion. Berachamim, Shabbat Shalom to all.